Leftover prescription drugs not properly disposed of can contribute to addiction, accidental poisonings, and to the pollution of our nation's water supplies. Friday, April 19th is National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day. DisposeRx encourages you to safely dispose of any leftover or expired medication using an at-home, site-of-use solution. DisposeRx makes every day a drug disposal day with an easy, safe, at-home disposal method. For more information, visit DisposeRx.com.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Non-Traditional Pharmacist provides the pharmacist professional ideas to help you think outside the box. Pharmacy is evolving fast, and this podcast is all about the evolution of the pharmacist role in healthcare. And now, here is the Non-Traditional Pharmacist team, Lynn, Matt, and Nick.
Matt Paterini here with the Non-Traditional Pharmacist, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Excited for episode 2 today of the Non-Traditional Pharmacist student series with Brian Herrera, a student at University of California, San Francisco. Great program, new curriculum they have over at that school. So we'll talk all about that. We'll talk about some of Brian's experiences so far, where he sees the future going, and make sure that we touch on some of those things that all pharmacy students really need to be thinking about as they enter the field of pharmacy. So Brian, welcome to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist. Thank you so much for your time today. We're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
It's tough in pharmacy school, I know, to carve out some time even for some of these extracurricular activities. So we do appreciate the time.
I'm totally glad to do it. It can be a little difficult sometimes, but yeah, I love what you guys are doing and I am glad to be a part of it.
Well, thanks for that, Brian. Let's start off with the first question. Why did you go to pharmacy school in the first place? A lot of career options, no doubt, going through school. Why did you choose pharmacy as a career path?
So I kind of went on in high school a sort of artistic approach to what I want to do in my career. And I was really into the music program and wanting to be a musician. But I had a change of heart, I think, during my first year of undergrad. And from there, I did a lot of kind of like soul searching and seeing what other interests lie. And I fell with science. And I graduated from Cal Poly Pomona with a chemistry degree. And I think that really kind of helped me figure out that I really do like science and inquiry. And I also found a love of pharmacy through some of the applications that we would use in class. And then from there, I kind of started getting more involved in the student organizations there. And I started realizing how much pharmacy is changing. And I was really attracted to how you can kind of make your own path. And pharmacists are having more and more of an impact in patient care, directly or indirectly. And I was really attracted to that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. It's so great to hear that you recognize how much pharmacy is changing. Especially while you're still within the formal program, because as you look at different career options available and different paths to take, it's best to, you know, you don't have to decide on everything immediately, but it's best to kind of survey the landscape and kind of get all of the information that you need to make an informed decision up front so that you can get on the right path early on. Has the experience so far been what you've expected, or has it been crazy different than you were thinking pharmacy school was going to be like?
I think a little bit of both. It was a little bit of a culture shift from undergrad to grad school. I want to say that you really never like prepared for what is expected in pharmacy school. And I think in many respects, because of the new curriculum, there were things that came very much out of the blue, and we had to kind of like adjust and be agile and try to, you know, work things, work around the obstacles so that we can eventually get to what we wanted to do in class and how we wanted to perform.
What's the new curriculum been like? Maybe give a little bit of background on where the curriculum was and what's the philosophy behind the new curriculum.
Sure. So the old curriculum of UCSF was a pathway curriculum, a four-year program that students would basically do 2.5 years of lectures or didactic work, and then they would choose to go in a health policy and pharmacoeconomic pathway, a pharmaceutical care pathway, or a pharmaceutical science pathway. And then when they went off on rotations, they would basically focus their, you know, their interests in their, and maybe even a project in those pathways. And so now what the pharmacy school at UCSF has done is made our curriculum a 3-year long program. And then they're kind of taking away a lot of the pathway work and putting in a lot of opportunities to see different fields of pharmacy throughout the entire curriculum. And the reason why they chose to do that was because they noticed that pharmacy was changing so fast, and a lot of these fields tend to overlap with one another. And they want to kind of like go through a new phase of preparing students that are capable enough of being on their toes and thinking critically, using scientific inquiry to problem solve in the new kind of landscape of healthcare.
Very interesting, the philosophy behind that and how they're keeping in mind the fact that pharmacy is changing so much and things need to be in place or processes need to be in place to address that early on to prepare students for that changing landscape. What are your primary interests in the field of pharmacy?
So I came into pharmacy school with a really big interest in patient care, direct patient care. And even through the last probably couple like quarters that we were here, I was introduced to so many things, and patient care is very much still in my radar. But I've been interested in a lot of like data informatics kind of work, or maybe even pharmacovigilance, which is like more in line with like post-marketing surveillance. And so I'm still kind of keeping my mind open, but I really do like the setting of ambulatory care still. So,
isn't that crazy how much it can change? You think one thing going in, you learn some new things, then the path kind of changes. And hey, you know, you're early in the program. It could still change yet, and the field of pharmacy could still change. Do you see any, even with the new curriculum, do you see any shortcomings of formal pharmacy education? In other words, what are some things that you think aren't necessarily addressed at all in formal pharmacy training that you think are necessary for successful career after graduation?
I would say something that they haven't seen, we haven't seen as students before, even now in the curriculum, is kind of interacting with pharmacists and kind of being able to establish a relationship and having those communication skills with other professionals. I think that's something that in general, it's really hard to put into a program, and it takes a lot of personal, I would use the word ambition and determination to kind of develop those skills and be able to go out and network. I think a lot of alumni that I've spoken to really emphasize the skills of being able to network and to kind of relay what kinds of things you're interested in.
Networking is so important, and almost every interview or feature that we have on the Nontraditional Pharmacist in some way is focused around networking. It ultimately comes back to making those key and critical connections in areas of pharmacy from the experts that have either created successful careers or helped other people achieve successful careers. So, you know, within the formal pharmacy training, do you see that there is everything provided to you to help you decide on those career paths? Or do you think there can be improvements on the information that's given or the connections that are provided to help you decide on those career paths? What do you think?
I think, and based off my experience at, in my program, I think they've been doing a pretty good job of surveying what's out there and kind of introducing students to different settings. We have an experienced faculty member, someone who's been at UCSF for quite a while now, who brings in pharmacists from settings that you wouldn't really think about from the beginning to kind of talk to us about what they do for their jobs. And we've heard from people from industry and bioinformatics all the way to critical care and transplant pharmacists.
That's fantastic. That's exactly the type of exposure that needs to be provided to students and really, honestly, pharmacists too that are looking for maybe a career change. And a lot of times it's just not out there. A lot of what we try to do with the non-traditional pharmacist is providing that exposure to all of the unique and different roles within the field of pharmacy so that people can make the best educated decision that's best for them while making those key and critical connections. So that's good to hear that you're getting exposed to some of that now. That's going to only set you up for success in the future. What are your career plans? Tagging onto that, what are your career plans after graduation?
What my current plan right now is to prepare for residency so I could do a residency after graduation. I think our program tends to be pretty resident kind of like focused and seeking out different postgraduate education. I think that's a really big push right now. So for me, I want to go into a residency where I can get more mentorship on working in a clinic, in an ambulatory clinic, or working just in general with patients. Hopefully as things continue and as the pharmacy field changes, I can kind of find my way through. But my main goal right now as a future pharmacist would be to work primary care, which is something that isn't really too well known at the moment. And maybe I can elaborate more about what that means. And so there's a faculty member at UCSF who works in an ambulatory care setting, and she has a advanced pharmacist license, which allows kind of like a little bit broader scope of practice in the state of California, at least. And what she does is work with patients who are chronically ill and manages long-term disease therapy. And so that's been very exciting, and I really want to learn more about that.
Incredibly non-traditional role in pharmacy. Hey, maybe when you graduate and you're working in primary care in pharmacy, we'll have you back on the show as a primary care pharmacist for the non-traditional pharmacist part two, Brian Herrera, Dr. Brian Herrera. I like the sound of that.
I would love to do that. Yeah, that would be great.
How do you see your career plans that you've kind of outlined? Let's shift a little bit to your personal life. How do you see that particular career path fulfilling your professional life as well as your personal life?
I think Kaylin might have touched on this a little earlier on the past video. Life and work balance is a very big consideration that pharmacists, newly graduated professionals, should consider. And so for me, being able to work in a clinic and have personal interaction with patients is very personal and very, to me at least. So I think being able to do that and also have some time outside of work to be with family or be with friends and kind of doing extracurricular activities that are outside of work, that I feel like that job would be very flexible in that way. Some of my colleagues are very interested in more inpatient settings, and a lot of the things that they say are, oh, I really love the way pharmacists are interacting in the setting, but I don't know if I could do the crazy hours, or if something like along the lines of a night shift would be something that I would want in my life during that time. So, yeah.
That's great. You're thinking about all those different things, because it's one thing to consider the role, the pharmacy specific work. It's very, very important, but having the ability to evaluate your options and that chosen career path in the larger picture of your entire life is really the most important thing. And one of the things that we try to make all pharmacists and pharmacy students aware of is those work-life balance considerations, the personal effect that that particular career may have on you. So it's good that you're thinking about all those things. We would encourage all pharmacy students to think about and be truly honest with yourself. What is really important to you as an individual, and what do you really want from a career, both personally and professionally? What advice would you give to other people, other students, maybe looking to consider pharmacy school?
I would say my biggest advice would be take some time for yourself to reflect and recharge. I think it's really easy to kind of just get really zoned in and focused on studying and trying to meet deadlines. And it's hard sometimes to remember why you went to pharmacy school and what you want to do afterwards. And burnout is something that happens pretty commonly. And so in order to prevent and hopefully avoid doing so, going out and getting out of the classroom and enjoying some time outside of studying is key to doing well in pharmacy school.
Very good advice. You have to be well-rounded, balanced. It's all about maintaining a balance. We like to complete our episodes with your thoughts on where the future of the pharmacy profession as a whole is headed. We talked about some informatics. We talked about primary care, pharmacy, very, very interesting things. And as we know, the field is changing. Where do you think the growth areas are in pharmacy, or what's the future of the pharmacy profession going to look like moving forward?
So I really think that pharmacy school is going to, our pharmacy, the field in pharmacy in general is going to be very exciting. It's going to have a lot of growth in areas that pharmacists traditionally don't have. Just in case of like informatics, for example, a lot of people are trying to synthesize a lot of the data that we have available to us in the healthcare arena. And so informatics is something, especially along the lines of patient outcomes and medication adherence, something that a pharmacist would be very key into establishing what kinds of patterns are out there and how we could better improve. When it comes to patient settings, I think because of the new specialties that are being created, and a lot of pharmacists are gaining more accreditation through that, there will be more opportunities for professionals to be making more decisions and broadening the scope of practice.
Great insight. And thanks for your time today, Brian. Really appreciate all of the comments, your thoughts on the future of the pharmacy profession, sharing your experiences with us on pharmacy school. Future Dr. Brian Herrera here, everyone. Thanks for joining us again, Brian. Be sure to share this interview with your social network, and let's all together help pharmacists and pharmacy students think about everything that needs to be addressed to have a successful and fulfilling life and career in pharmacy. Brian, thanks again. We'll talk with everyone soon. This is Matt Paterini with The Nontraditional Pharmacist. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Nontraditional Pharmacist. Be sure to share this podcast with your work associates, your professional network, and remember, always be thinking outside the pillbox.